this press conference is to, for you to meet some of the people who have been to Guyana, Jonestown, only recently. People who are not members of the temple. And you be able to ask whatever questions you feel free to ask. And I would like to introduce Mrs. Moore and Reverend Moore on the end of that. And
will you identify which ones are members of the temple and which ones aren't?
Yes, I will. Okay. And Mrs. Davis. Is it your mother that you assisted with?
My daughter. My grandson.
I see. And are you a member of the temple?
I am a member of the temple.
And Mrs. Crokes, Miss Crokes, whose brother is Mike Crokes, who's there. Are you a member of the temple? And Mrs. Crokes, who's the mother of Mike Crokes, who's one of the active members of the temple, and he's now in Georgetown, and he just recently left Jonestown. And Ms. Collier, who's a member of the temple, and Reverend Young, you're a member of the ASAP, Dean Brown, and Jim Maxwell, both members of the temple. And I am the attorney for the temple, and I'm not a member of the temple. And I think we ought to start out first by having Reverend John V. Moore, who's formerly a Methodist superintendent, who's now has an active pastorship, I believe, is that we know?
That's right.
That's where this den of iniquity is. And he just recently came from Guyana. Now tell us about your experiences there.
I'm John Moore. I'm pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Reno, Nevada. We have two daughters who are members of the temple. Obviously, my wife and I are not members of the temple. One of our daughters, our oldest daughter, has been there. Been a member for perhaps 8 years, and our youngest daughter for about 6 years. One of the older girls is a teacher, and the younger girl is a nurse. We were in Jonestown just 2 weeks ago. We were a week in Guyana. We were several nights at the People's Temple House in Georgetown, and we were waiting for transportation into the project, the agricultural project, and then we were in the project itself for 3 days. And the two words that come to my mind and immediately while I was there and as I tried to reflect upon my experiences were impressive and amazing. It almost boggles my mind to see that great clearing and to understand how so much could have been done in the relatively short period of time. At least several years, but the last year in particular, when there's been a large number of people there. My wife can share her impressions because she reacted and responded in the same way.
Sir, did you ever get any impression that anybody was being kept there against their will as charges have been made?
Neither in Georgetown at the house where there were probably 25 or 30 people living, coming and going with total freedom, nor at the project itself did I have any feeling that anybody was being restrained or coerced or intimidated in any way.
You were allowed to talk to all of these people?
We talked to anybody and everybody that we wanted to talk to.
And they told you they were happy, content, and glad to be there?
Well, it was so obvious, it seems to me, that I didn't go around with the intention of asking people, are you happy, are you not happy? We talked about what they were doing and what they were interested in. And all of them were engaged in some activities or work which was particularly important for them. They were about business which they regarded as important.
Were you allowed to tour the entire facility?
We wore ourselves out walking around the facility. I think about 800 acres have been cleared, and it's in the midst of a jungle. And that's part of what was impressive. All except a part of the land which has not been finally cleared has been planted at various crops. We went to the piggery, the chicory, through to the dairy, to the mill where they are refining the flour, the tubers from the cassava. We were first impressed, certainly I was, with seeing the older people at the time we arrived about noon, engaged in calisthenics with an instructor, keeping their limbs and joints and muscles limber, and then we went to the nursery, the child care center. I had a feeling of freedom, but Barbara, how about you?
Me too. Can I ask you first why you went there?
We went there to see our daughters.
Were you concerned about them?
Of course. We love our daughters, and we've been separated from them. We haven't seen them. We have a grandson there. We haven't seen them for a year.
Do they have any intention of coming home?
They have no intention of coming home, certainly at this time. They become a part of People's Temple because they chose to do that. That was their own free decision.
How old are they?
One is 33. We talk about children. They're adults. They're both adults. She will be 33 this summer, and the other is 24.
Did you find that any other people there wanted to leave the temple? Any of them having any intentions of coming back to San Francisco?
Well, I would expect that in a community of over 1,000 people, that they're coming from the United States and going into an agricultural project such as that there would be people who would not would find it to their liking and who would want to come back and expect to come back. I didn't talk to any particularly who wanted to. What did impress me was that people who were living in Georgetown, in the house there, were all eagerly waiting for the time when they could return to Georgetown, to Jonestown, and the project itself.
Did you talk to Reverend Jim Jones while you were there? Did he express any concern about the charges being made back here?
Yes, he did express concern. He's concerned that of what they are trying to do and of the time and the energy and expense involved in what he regards as totally unfair and unfounded attacks upon People's Temple and the project.
But did he say anything about coming back himself to defend those charges?
No, he did not speak of that.
Why don't you give us your impressions, Mrs. Moore?
My impressions are, having just experienced our visit there, that this is a beautiful, heroic, creative project. It is absolutely miraculous. There are excellent medical services, excellent educational services, and it's a community of caring and sharing with an added dimension, and this dimension I would say is love, if you want to use that term. In a sense, it reminds me of a New Testament community in the purest sense of the word, in the love and concern for all that we observe. And with complete freedom for creativity, those who want to farm are farming, and those who wish to teach, teach. Those who like to cook, cook. They have an excellent nutritionist who is working scientifically all the time to discover new uses for the indigenous plants and growth there, and is in contact with the Guyanese experts to discover new and useful uses for these various crops there. And that was very impressive to me. It was most impressive to see the elderly people, the older folks who had their neat little yards, their little white picket-type fences, and their opportunity to take classes if they wish to, or to garden, or to just sit. They also have a lovely library of over 8,000 volumes, from poetry to how to do it. And this was most impressive, that one could sit and read.
Mrs. Moore, what was your initial feeling when your daughter said that they were going over there, that they were members of People's Temple? How long have they been in People's Temple?
Let's see. I think John said that one of our daughters has been with People's Temple about 8 years, is that correct?
That's close enough.
And the other
one,
the older one, and the other has been with about 5 years. And my initial reaction, as one of the original Jewish-type mothers was, I would rather they would be closer to me. But I think my reaction was that of anyone whose children have moved a long distance. I would be just as lonely at times as if they had moved to France or England.
Well, when the charges were raised about People's Temple and, of course, the project in Guyana, Were you ever concerned about it, or did you think that they knew what they were doing and that they were dedicated to their church?
Yes, there's always a question in one's mind when you read charges. This bothers one. And yet, if one is concerned and knows the people involved and is familiar with their integrity and the kind of persons, I don't think that the charges bothered me so much as having my children so far away.
Did the people of the temple pay your expenses to come down with you?
Definitely not. No, we went on our own. This was a vacation.
We paid our way here today, too.
Yes.
By the way, until I saw you sitting at this table, had I ever seen you or have ever discussed this matter with you at any time?
No, we've never met you or talked with you.
Could you tell us what you know about how the place works in terms of people doing different chores? You said people want to farm and things like that. But are they paid for their labor?
Well, would you like me to answer, or John? I think John is more proficient in answering any technical questions than I am. No, they're not paid in a cooperative living situation, are they?
It is a cooperative, and as far as I know, there's no exchange of money within the project itself. The food is provided for everyone. There's medical care for everyone. There are educational opportunities for everyone. There are work needs and opportunities for the members of the community. And I think, obviously, those people with certain skills and experience move into those fields. If it's a tool and die maker and machine shop, or if it's a man in agronomy, they work in those particular fields. On the other hand, some people have not had experience in specific fields. One of the great things, I think, is the opportunity for some of the younger people, particularly, to be learning skills, which were that opportunity was not present here.
Can you recall anything your daughter said to you about the project? How happy they were, perhaps? Did they describe it anywhere?
Well, they always write about it in ecstatic terms, don't they?
Yes, they said they really weren't interested in returning to the United States.
Yeah, that was a little bit hard to take, but that's what they said, and that's what they feel, and that's where they are.
Are they generally older, younger, or is there widespread in terms of ages?
Are you talking about my children or
the
community?
The community.
It's a complete city of, and one thing they do encourage is the nuclear family. There are families there with children, and you can choose to have your own home, or if you're a single person, you may live in a dormitory, whichever you prefer. But they have a lovely nursery for infants. They have a nursery for toddlers, and of course a fine educational setup.
They have probably 35 preschoolers. I don't know how many they have in school. They have newborn babies. Several babies have been born there. They have a daycare or nursery. As the parents work, and there are those who are caring for them. And then they have the older people. And that's really part of the beauty of it, as we tell
them. I'm rather confused about just how many different projects, you call them, that People's Temple has there. You mentioned Johnstown, but
The agricultural project. It's called People's Temple. We call the sign going in People's Temple Agricultural Project. The other sign, Jonestown. It's all the same. The agricultural project is at Jonestown. There is a house in Georgetown, and as people come into the country, they of course come to Georgetown.
How many buildings are there?
I could only guess. Maybe 25 places where people, this is just a guess, and it could be way off. The buildings are modest, that's tropical climate, and for example, where they cook and where they eat their roofs to protect them from the rain, but the sides are all open. There's a clinic, that is, the doctor has his office, there's a building for nurses' supplies, places for people to sleep, the whole kitchen area, the dining area. They have a mill, a lumber mill, a machine shop. And then in addition to that, of course, we have the buildings for the cows, for the pigs, for the sheep, and where they do their grinding of the cassava.
Well,
more buildings than that, excuse me.
Well, I thought of residence, but go ahead.
There are the shops and the offices buildings, but there must be 300 or so.
Well, that could be.
And because of the residences, the homes that they live in, as well as the... I really couldn't even hazard a guess. It's a whole town.
You sound very impressed. Would you think it's rather utopian there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely a lovely utopian.
Did you get any sense of how the authorities would come?
We didn't talk, as I recall, with any government authorities. But it's my understanding that the school is accredited by the government of Guyana, that they have had people in the Department of Agriculture and their agricultural stations there working with the people of the project, and certainly they're supportive of the health center. There's no question in my mind but that the health center is the best facility in that whole region in Guyana. There is a government, I think, nurse practitioner in Torquatuma, a few miles away, but simply does not have either the personnel and their skills nor the equipment that they have. And those, the health services are provided for Amerindians or people who live in the community as well as members of the project itself.
What did you say in the Navajo Church was? You know, First Unitarian?
No. First United Methodist.
United Methodist.
First United Methodist Church.
Reverend Moore, as your wife said, it was so utopian. They're seeming so utopian. Why these negative stories? The ones that you heard that made you want to go down there. Why are the stories coming out like that?
Well, first we did not go down there because we were disturbed by stories. We've lived with criticism. Our children have been involved for a number of years, and there have been criticisms through the years. We've been down there because we love our children, and we want to see them and our grandson. We believe in them and their integrity, and that they're doing what they want to be doing. That's why we went down there. And why?
Why people stories, negative stories, people hearing?
Obviously, people have different opinions. That is, we as parents have made our decisions how to relate to our children. And when they become adults, and our youngest daughter was just out of high school when she went to live with her sister and chose to become a part of Peoples Temple. And as they made their choices about their lives, we have supported them in the choices which they made. Other parents, I suspect, had more difficulty. And perhaps my own history with my own family, that I, the way which my parents related to me, that I can relate to my own children in that way. So that if we're thinking of other parents and they're concerned about their children, I can understand in the sense that other parents are very different from us in how they relate and have through the years, I presume, related to their children. In terms of people who are not parents but are critical, I don't know what their reasons might be. I think generally the media is concerned with what is newsworthy, whether that's good or bad, and what sells papers. That's my bias. And in fact, that's whatever seems to get people to read or hear. That's what gets in print. So I suspect there are a variety of reasons why people are critical.
I think it's fear too—a fear of something that is unknown. It's a mystery.
But People's Temple has always been open to you with information about.
Absolutely, yes, always.
You may have said this already before, but the population was around 1,000, is that right, or do you think it's greater than that?
Well,
it was about 900 when I was there in October. I was there for 4 days, too. And now there's almost 1,500 people there. There's been about 600 or 700 people gone there since I was there in October.
1,500?
Yes. And I might say that on the housing, they put up a cottage in one day. It's all prefabbed in this mill that Reverend Moore talked about. And I saw them put up a cottage in one day from the ground on up, ready for occupancy. You might also, I would also like to point out that there were three wells that have been three wells have been dug. Water is all over the place, both in the chicken area where the pigs are kept. By the way, that's almost a colony itself. That area is about 3 miles away from where the cottages are, so that you don't have the benefit of the odors and whatnot. But where the pigs are, it reminded me of a very fancy building in a state fair. Didn't it remind you of that? And was Charlie the Pig there, still
yes,
there?
Charlie.
He's my namesake. and for instance, the chickens. We had the chicken dinner one night. I think it was on a Thursday. And they butchered, I don't think they used the word butcher, but whatever the terminology is, they had 250 chickens that they cooked that night. I might also point out that the kitchen is a university kitchen, and it feeds the entire group, and there's everybody eats the same thing, and the menu is different each and every night. We had pork chops one night, and I apologized to Charlie the next day, said that it was a matter of necessity, and I was particularly impressed. The day that I got there on a Wednesday late in the afternoon. I flew in from Georgetown into a government plane within about an hour and a half bumpy ride on a bus into Jonestown. And I was impressed by the medical center particularly. All of the older citizens live right around the medical compound. Now, this medical compound is something that you have never seen and you probably won't see unless you go there. It's almost a miracle. This young doctor who was trained from the Temple, graduated with high honors at the University of California in Irvine, and has performed miracles. No one goes there without first being thoroughly physically examined. Were you given a physical examination?
We weren't, but we've heard of many, I think.
I went through a physical examination. For one thing, Jim Jones wanted to be sure that his lawyer was going to live long enough to represent him. And I think there was a kind of a selfish interest there. But the doctor said to me that people who come there with high blood pressure, and most of them come there with high blood pressure, particularly the older citizens. And he said, we test their blood pressure three times a day, morning, noon, and night. And he said, after the first 30 days, the blood pressure goes down at least 20% without any medication, just the diet and the atmosphere and the relaxation. And another thing that particularly impressed me was that the senior citizens' cottages are right around the compound. That every morning at 8 o'clock, someone knocks on the cottage door and says, did anybody have any difficulties last night? Can you imagine the feeling of security that these folks have? The feel that somebody cares for them, is interested in them, and will do things for them.
Charles, I'm sorry. You got others who were saying the same thing as
Could we get to another question first about Kathy?
Feel free. Now, Mrs. Davis, she has children there. Vicki Probst has a brother there. Mrs. Probst has a son there. Feel free to ask any question you want.
One question. In the recent days, there's been a whole bunch of talk about Kathy Hunter, a reporter who allegedly has been harassed by members from the project because she might bring back negative stories about that. Now, would this press conference, in order to be held to counter those kinds of negative reports, you think she might bring back? And what about those
in the first allegations? Place, in the first place, let's get a few things straight. Mrs. Hunter telephoned me one time, and she said, I am a very close and intimate friend of Jim Jones, and I would like to go there. I said, if you're a close and intimate friend of Jim Jones, I said, I would suggest you go down to the Temple in San Francisco, talk to Gene Brown or Tim Clancy or anybody else and have a telephone conversation, not a telephone, but a shortwave discussion with him. And I said, I'm sure it can be arranged. I never heard another word from her. The only other time I heard from her husband about 10 days ago and said, my wife is down there someplace and I don't know where she is. Now, we were quite concerned about this, so we contacted the Guyanese government as to where she was, whether she was there, whether she wasn't there. the Guyanese government informed us that she came there without, under false pretenses. She was not invited there by the Guyanese government, and the Guyanese government resented the idea of her coming down there and making representations. She made a representation that the premier of Guyana had invited her, and they completely disowned that. And that's all we know about it.
Do you know if she ever got into the project?
No, as far as I'm concerned, she never got into the project. Had she gone to the project, she would have been welcomed by Jim Jones, because there was a personal relationship between Mrs. Hunter and Jim Jones. As a matter of fact, Jim Jones has befriended her and her family over a long period of years.
Do you know anything about the story of her being in protective custody?
No, I don't know anything about it. All I know is what the Guyanese representative, the charge of affairs, has told us, and that is that said the charge of affairs, the Honorable Minister Vibert Mingo, he's the Minister of Home Affairs of Guyana. He said, quote, "We've investigated and found her," that's Kathy Hunter's statement, "to be totally untrue, that she lied to gain entry into the country, which is a violation of our law," end of quote.
Well, that's the official. Have you talked to Jones or anybody there to find out the incident?
No one has contacted Reverend Jones, and as far as Jim Jones is concerned, he would have been very happy to have her there, because it's been this long relationship over a period of many, many years. There are personal problems with Mrs. Hunter that I would just as soon not have to say.
Well, Mr. Gary, then, she's known Jim Jones, Reverend Jim Jones,
for many years.
For many years.
Yeah.
The family, was she involved with people sent at any time?
Well, I don't know any of the details, except that there were things that Jim Jones has done for her children or grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, Keith.
Well, Kathy Hunter's been, of course, a long time resident in Kaya, where the people sample, we've had a church up there for many years. Jim paid for the birth of her grandson and her own children in financial straits, and has supported her in unpopular causes that she took on over the years.
She was a long-time resident of People's Temple?
No, no, of Ukiah. Her husband is the editor of the Ukiah Daily Journal. She's been a reporter. She was recently.
Was she ever a member of People's Temple?
No, she's never been. Just had an affinity, I think, a real affinity, both Jim and she.
They've been good friends.
He invited her to come. He invited her to come out to the project.
So she did talk to him on the radio.
I refer the question to Mr. Gary, though, about the personal.
No, I don't think they spoke to each other on the radio. At least that was my visit.
So
but
you're
Jim
saying she
was
went there without
her.
An invitation by Jim Jones?
Yeah, no, yourself.
Jim Jones had given her an extended welcome at any time she could come
down. But not in this recent
But she never made any plans to see Jim Jones. She never talked to Jim Jones. It was never cleared with the Guyanese government. You got to get permission to go there. I'm sure that the Moors went there, you had to get the permission from the Guyanese government to come there.
Well, we simply came through customs. They were wanted to know where we were going to be staying, and we said we were going to People's Temple, and the immigration officer recognized that, Jonestown, immediately. In fact, he said Jonestown is at People's Temple.
So,
document.
Well, that's all she would have had to do, then go through customs.
So, if there's
right.
any embarrassment of Hunter at all, then it will be the Guyanese government.
I don't think there was any harassment by the Guyanese government either. There's some personal things that were said to me by her husband that I would just as soon not have to mention. It's not, these things happen to people and I...
Well, you're creating a strange mystery by even bringing it up.
Well,
it leaves it in some sort of quandary.
I am told that she has an alcohol problem. That's been told to me by her spouse and been told to me by others who know it.
Could you repeat what the pretension was for that she went in there for, as you understand it?
I didn't even know she was going to be there. I understood that she was going to talk to Jim Jones and work out the details on her going down there.
But didn't you say that when she entered the country, she said that she was there by invitation of the minister?
She said that the Prime Minister of Guyana personally invited her to come down there. Did she talk to him? The Prime Minister of Guyana knows nothing about the so-called...
They have also denied that they have her in protective custody?
Yes, as far as I know. We found out, and I personally contacted our lawyer there to find out what's going on. And this is the report that we've got.
So when did you get this report?
I got this this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Could you tell us again the name of the, you said the Minister of Home Affairs?
I can give you the whole detail. Don't we have a copy?
Could you spell his name for us?
His name is Vibert, V-I-B-E-R-T, Mingo, M-I-N-G-O.
He's the dog.
He's a boy.
Yeah. M like in Mary, I like in item, M like in Dan, G like in George, Vi like in Victory. V I.
A D.
No, V I B. B like in Boy, E R T.
You find a copy of the things that are being said out on the table just outside the door and you get it later on.
You don't have to write this down, we have it. Xerox for it.
I'm confused on the point. You're talking about this minister saying that she lied to gain entry to the country. I guess the mortgage are just saying, oh, they just went through customs. As soon as they go through any number of, when you enter any number of countries, what the...
Before you go there, you have to, somebody has to know that you're coming there and the circumstances you're going through.
You're talking about the country as whole now?
Yes. Yes, the government of Guyana has certain immigration and visiting rules and regulations. And before I went down there in October, the temple people in Georgetown made arrangements and said that I was coming down there. So when I arrived there, all I had to do was to tell the customs. As a matter of fact, we were 6-7 hours late because there was a strike at Kennedy. And I was 6 or 7 hours late and landed there about 3 o'clock in the morning, an ungodly hour to get there.
Reverend Moore, were those arrangements made for you as well?
I'm not aware of any arrangements were made. However, our daughters and the People's Temple knew that we were coming, and they may have, but at least when we, I report how we came.
When did you go?
We were in Jordan, in Jonestown itself 2 weeks ago, and we got into Guyana on Wednesday about, whatever that was, 18th of, put that about the 7th or 9th of May, I think, and we were there for about a week.
You didn't apply for any visa or anything?
There was not an issue, no visa.
Mr. Gary, is there someone who's the highest people of temple people here?
I don't know. You see, the organization is, I was going to mention that. The organization doesn't have what they consider to be who's in charge or who's the highest official. It's not an elitist organization in that sense. And so that I don't, but anybody can answer any of your questions. You want to answer?
I don't know who to direct it to.
What's your question? Anybody can...
I want to see someone other than yourself.
I say, just shoot the question.
Well, I'm just wondering what people's temple reaction is to this Cathy Hunter story. I mean, are you angry, upset, baffled, or what?
Yes, all those
kinds.
Angry. It's a misrepresentation of the facts. Mrs. Hunter, as Mr. Gary said, did call. She did call in person, talk to me. I'm talking to her at length. She expressed her desire to go down to South America, and as much as we knew, she was planning to do that. But she evidently, the next time I talked to anyone from the Kaiberi General, talked to Mr. Hunter, he said that his wife was stricken and she wasn't traveling anywhere. I don't know the interim what happened, but from
but she did call you and decided she wanted to go.
She said she wanted to go, yes. And then he said, as Mr. Baird said, there was no problem. Only thing is that we didn't hear from her after that. There was no further communication. The next thing we knew, she was in Georgia. When was the last time you heard from her? Well, it would have been easier 2 months ago. 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. The thing is that I think that it's being projected as the temple not only harassed her, but somehow an element of terror brought into this by the museum, which is upsetting to us because it's not the case. Jim, when she did come to Georgetown, I think it was her own personal behavior that was the problem.
for the guy who's in a difficult position as well. But I think, as a matter of fact, I'd say we're outraged that the representation has been that we've kind of anyway tried to impede her or hold her or whatever. She would have been, this would have gone from there several days ago, but there's been an error.
But did your people in Georgetown fall down?
Yes, they did. On several occasions. I think the best thing to do, frankly, I think the best thing to do would be to call. I think that might be wise, right? To call my folks in Georgetown.
Why don't you give them the telephone number of Georgetown and my folks? He'll talk to you. So what can you do?
I'm finished. I want our reaction. We're upset. As a matter of fact, Mr. Gary made a very emphatic statement to the examiner, which carried the statement as though there was an element of terror involved, and put them on notice for that.
Myself, I'd like to add a little to that. I'm concerned about how the media seems to take every opportunity to run away with any kind of sensationalized situation like what Mrs. Hunter's husband. All the complaints I'm seeming to hear comes from him at what he said went on. And I don't know what his relationship might be with some of the concerned others in seeming to cause harassment continually against our organization. If it was coming from another point other than George Hunter, I probably wouldn't be saying what I'm saying at this moment. But since he has such a close relationship with Trimstone and the other concerned relatives, if I wasn't a member of this church, it would be very difficult for me to believe in this.
So you're saying once again
that
someone's lying?
Harassment. I don't think the guy needs government to harass him in any way.
So
certainly, I'm no real.
It's the other way around. In fact, it's not people's templars who've been harassing Kathy Hunter. It is the Hunters who've been harassing people's templars.
I would say that. I don't hesitate at all. And I'm not speaking necessarily to Kathy.
Well, Mr. Gary, was this conference call specifically to counter these weekend reports that came out?
This conference was initiated some days ago. The Hunter incident has just been added to it, because I didn't hear about this Hunter incident until a couple of days ago, and it came to me as a surprise, because when I talked to her, she was very anxious to go there. She said she's a personal friend of Jim Jones, and she said, I wrote that article regarding Kim Stone and Jim Jones. Said, what did Jim Jones think of it? I said, Jim Jones respects your integrity as a reporter, and whatever you wrote, he won't find fault with it. But I said, you tried to give both sides of the story, and I said, that's all that Jim Jones or any other person can ask for. But so,
let me just ask you a question. How have the Hunters proclaimed the wife? How have the Hunters been hiring her?
If you've seen the Ukiah Daily Journal, you've seen the headlines that seem to hold People's Temple as some kind of terrorist organization. And that's absolutely ridiculous. I'd like to see some headlines couched around some of the statements made by some of the positive people who have, some of the positive statements made by the people who've been, that are not relatives of who are not members of People's
Temple. That's the only.
That's one of them. That's what I was related to.
The entire paper.
Gary, were you suggesting that we need to give on a phone number of somebody with People's Temple that we could contact?
Yes, you can talk to Mike Coates in Georgetown.
What's his last name? How does it spell?
Just like there. It's spelled right.
Oh,
there.
I see.
What is the phone number?
71924. You have to call overseas operator and ask for Georgetown Guideline. And then you call 71924 and ask specifically to speak to Mike Coates.
By the way, Mike Probst was with CBS for a number of years.
And did he see Mrs. Hunter when she was down?
My impression is that he has spoken to her. Whether he has or not, I don't know. I have not spoken to Mike since I was there in October.
And, but you've talked to him and others in Georgetown. And they have talked to Mrs. Hunter.
today. What happened to you? What was your opinion on what happened to you? I mean, did they continue to extend the invitation, or?
A very warm invitation was extended to Mrs. Honey to come out to the party.
Enjoy.
She must have had a party, and I don't think she attended. But again, it goes back to a personal problem.
Here's an article that appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle, the early edition of Saturday, yesterday. I didn't see it in my home edition. You might look at this. Is anybody here from the Chronicle?
Yes, I am.
Here, this is your own story on Probes.
Well, I didn't get one. I didn't even know it got in the first edition.
Well, I don't know. You want to take a look?
Huh?
This is the Examiner.
I just thought it's a conflict of one.
This is the Examiner. Sorry. That has it. And this talks about Crokes and what he said and what he didn't say. Would you care to see it here? I thought it was in the Chronicle.
So basically, everybody else is, who's come back from Georgetown, I mean, Georgetown, Jonestown, came in the same as what we picked.
I was there for 1 month last year, and I feel the same as the Lord and our attorney here. And it's a very beautiful place, and it's a place that I would like to live in.
I have a sister, and I have a niece in Jonestown. I'm looking forward to taking a trip down there myself. I have no qualms, no quarrel, no confusion about what kind of life would be going on down there, because I know what kind of life it would be.
There's two attorneys down there that went down there and won't come back. And I didn't stay for 4 days. I didn't want to get acclimated. I feel I have too much to do here.
Thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome.
Feel free to help yourself to what you see and you see.
Thank you.